Ancient buildings. It is a commonplace remark that Cambridge as a town contrasts unfavorably with Oxford, and an acute American writer himself, an alumnus of Trinity College, has gone so far as to describe it as, of all English provincial towns, the most insignificant, the dullest, and the ugliest. The street architecture is mean, dingy yellow brick being the chief material of the houses, and the site is as dreary and uninteresting as anything in England. But the glory of Cambridge is, of course, its group of colleges, whose varied beauty is rivaled only by Oxford. And the Cantab will not easily allow that anything at Oxford is finer than Trinity, King's, or the Fitzwilliam Museum. Of the university buildings, the last named, founded by Viscount Fitzwilliam, who died in 1816, is one of the noblest classical buildings in England and contains valuable books, paintings, prints, and sculpture. The Senate House, opened in 1730, is a building of admirable proportions with a richly decorated interior. Among the colleges, Trinity holds the premier place as the largest. Its great court covers more than 2 acres of ground, and the chapel, dating from Queen Mary's reign, has been restored and elaborately decorated. King's College, founded by Henry VI in connection with his famous school at Eton, is celebrated for its chapel, unquestionably the finest building in Cambridge. It was finished in 1536 and ranks with St. George's Chapel, Windsor, among the most perfect existing specimens of perpendicular architecture. Third in architectural importance is St. John's, with its 4 courts. The picturesque buildings are mostly Tudor or Jacobean. In size and wealth, St. John ranks next to Trinity, and it has produced many famous scholars. In addition, we have St. Catherine's, its red brick buildings dating from the end of the 17th century, and its court, planted with elms, opening to the street. Many noted ecclesiastics and theologians have been educated here. Magdalen is the only college on the north side of the River Cam. Not much remains of the ancient buildings, the finest part of the college being the Papesian Library, containing the books of the famous diarist and many black-letter volumes. St. Peter's, or Peterhouse, the oldest college in Cambridge, preserves some of its ancient buildings, has pretty gardens and a small deer park, and a library rich in medieval theology. All of these buildings are scenic pictures which should not be missed in Cambridge.